Thank you very much. My name is Jacob Lindvall. I'm working as a consultant in Sweden from the startup scene, but working a lot with an organization called Digital Well Arena. And you can regard Digital Well Arena as a sandbox, a natural sandbox for working with innovation on systemic level. So that's my background. And I can honestly tell you that I slided into the concept of strategic learning through the back door, basically, thanks to Etin, I must say. So first, very little about demand acceleration. This is something that is initiated by the Swedish innovation government, Vinnova. They saw that we need to reform the way we do innovation-enhancing procurement. And they gave us the opportunity to try to develop completely new ways of doing innovation-enhancing procurement. Basically, from working 90% procurement to 10% innovation, to try to turn it around, 90% innovation within the framework of public procurement. I will not tell you more about that methodology in itself, maybe on Wednesday then. But the aim is to use public procurement to create impact, of course, and to reach the sustainable goals. And what we learned from the policymakers on national level is that it's extremely important that we develop a methodology that points out a direction, that really emphasizes demand, that we create new markets, that policies are coordinated, and that we continuously reflect about what we are learning. So we thought that we need to aim for scale this solution and create new market and facilitate venture development. So very much it was a matter of learning and unlearning, which is actually as important as learning. And we have had a lot of challenges with unlearning, you can imagine yourself. Basically, we started more or less as a, let's say, intrapreneurs within the innovation ecosystem. So we had a lean startup approach, which basically means we have a hypothesis, we do some experiments and measure what's happened. Build, measure, learn, they say in the startup community. And that is actually a learning loop. So that's how we started, and we did that together with a municipality in Sweden that was very, very brave. With a very brave lawyer who said that let's challenge the system. Let's do this within the framework of public procurement, but let's see where the, what you say, the borders are in this. So we developed something called demand acceleration. But our aim was to scale this up because we want to do impact. So we immediately saw that we need to find friends, and that's how we met Etin. Because we had developed a community in Sweden with a learning atmosphere. We learned from each other with weekly meetings, online repository, and that kind of stuff. We did after-action reviews after every procurement and so on. But we thought that we cannot change the world if you not do it together with others. So we found Etin basically through this fora, and a lot of you here know you by yourself, you are very instrumental to creating Etin. And we immediately found that Etin is actually a network where we can contribute and help to develop it by ourselves. So I would like to say that Etin, as it is today, is very much of a collaborative effort. And the founders, Etin, has really created an atmosphere where we can feel confident, we have fun, and we do great stuff together. So basically, as you already heard, there are two work themes within Etin, innovation ecosystem and strategic learning. The interesting fact here is that we were very much focused on innovation-enhancing procurement and demand acceleration. But a guy in Etin called Len, I'm not sure he's here, but anyway, he is an expert in strategic learning and experimentation. He started to ask a lot of questions to us. How do you learn? What do you need to unlearn? What level of learnings are you using? And we actually couldn't answer anything. But he was a great coach to us. So we found out that we are actually within Etin and our workstream, within a strategic learning and experimentation phase ongoing. So now we have a work stream within Ethin for innovation enhancing procurement. A lot of you are already directly or indirectly involved in this work stream. We have a task force, we do interactive seminars where we learn from each other, and this is very much a matter of strategic learning. So we have so far had seminars about innovation enhancing procurement in Sweden, Georgia, Norway, UK, and counting. We are doing more. So we are very much in the making. So what we actually do then also is that we will have a more action-oriented meetings during the autumn, where we collectively derive all the learnings we have had from all our countries, forming policy papers for new ways of doing innovation and enhancing procurement and creating a strategic roadmap. So just give you a short glimpse, if I do have the time, may I ask? Yes. Because what is learning? When you get this academic approach on learning, you see that there are different levels of learning. So I just want to give you short samples. For example, what we have worked with in practice is to create a joint, a common goal or purpose with a specific procurement, for example. What we have learned is that dynamic capabilities is key if we want to change our systems. So for example, one low-order dynamic capability is the capability to develop new goals and throw away the old ones. And the learning processes for this is double-loop learning, where we actually revisit our assumptions, and triple loop learning, where we actually reconsider the underlying values that we actually are making our assumptions on. So that's one type of learning that we learned within Ethin that we need to be aware of when we are developing our methodologies. Another one, really important one, is that system innovation is based on dialogues. We need to involve a set of different actors, and we need to shape the new system together. That means that other types of learning, which I have learned this myself actually during the last year in Ethin, for example, sense giving and sense making to help each other to understand what is happening and why, and also something called anticipatory learning to actually put new glasses on yourself to be able to see things in a new view, so to speak. All this is different types of learnings that we actually didn't have a clue of that we were conducting when we developed our methodology for innovation enhancing procurement. But we now know within Ethin that this is key to develop this. So experimentation and strategic learning is really much the key to develop dynamic capabilities. And dynamic capabilities within our innovation ecosystem, that's what we need to be able to create new policies, turn them into practice, and really change the world. So by that, I must also say thank you to UNECE having this fora and for initiating Ethin, because it's been extremely important and will continue to be. Thank you.